Well, we're going to go right into introducing Dr. Leah, who is a contributor on Chat with Women. And we love what she has to talk about every time she comes on the show. It's the information we're all looking for. It's all natural information. And so, Dr. Leah, we're going to talk about headaches today. So welcome to Chat with Women.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we just love having you on because we struggle with some of these issues. So headaches is a big issue with a lot of people. So what would you say, in your opinion, is what do we do about headaches? What's the most common headache?
There's actually several fairly basic, what I call basic common headaches, like tension headaches. Those are the kind that start usually from muscle tension in the neck, and they start in the back of the neck. They can go up over the head.
Right.
Some of them are also dehydration headaches, which are very common, and those are in the front of the head. Those forehead headaches or temple headaches. Some people can get those, and the most common cause of headaches is not enough water.
Now, that's very interesting. Yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah, a lot of times.
I know how many times I've told her that. Do you have any idea, Dr. Leah? When we're sitting, we're sitting at the office, and we'll both start getting, you know, kind of achy, and I'll say we haven't had enough water. I know. You know why? Because I heard a long time ago that
it's an achy headache.
It starts out very light. It just starts out very light. It's not like a piercing headache. But for me, years ago, when you were having your menstrual cycle, and we were told to drink water to help with the headaches, because you were dehydrated.
Yeah.
Because I think every young woman or woman that has menstrual cycles gets headaches. That's a
Well, you're a big proponent of water. You are a big proponent.
We don't drink enough. We really don't. Mm-hmm. And actually, menstrual headaches are hormonal.
Oh, are they? They're
common.
Not from dehydration.
It can be a combination.
Do you get them then postmenopausal? Do you get them?
Yeah,
more?
Hormonal headaches for women are very common, and it's not every woman's going to get them. But that pre-menstrual, like PMS time, is a very common time. Sometimes women will get them when they start their period, and it's the hormones shifting, and then in perimenopause or menopause, you can get them as well. And there's different components to that on why exactly they're happening. But usually it's when hormones start to drop off before a period. Well, migraines are very common around then, which is another form of headache. But a migraine is a very different being.
Well, you know, when I got migraines, was when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And isn't that probably the hormone thing again?
That's
that's the only time in my life I had migraines.
I get them now, and I never used to get them, and I get them now.
You get them now.
Yeah, they're awful. They're just horrible. But I want to know what the common treatments for a basic headache are.
Well, some of the most common treatments, actually, I'll tell people to go get massages. Because of the tension headaches, people may not think of them as tension headaches because they don't always start in the back, but I'll have them start with stress reduction, massage, Epsom salt baths, you know, things that will just help calm their muscles down. Things that are de-stressing, because tension nowadays, it's just a huge issue. We don't always realize we're carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders, and what's on our shoulders is our neck, and it affects us. I mean, tension headaches are pretty major, but it can be coupled with maybe they're not drinking enough water. So I'll tell people to drink a third of their body weight in ounces of water, and then every cup of coffee, soda, or hour that they work out, they add an extra 8 ounces for each of those things.
For heaven's sakes.
It customizes the amount that you need.
Can you imagine?
It fills you up, too. It's a good
drink. Well, see there? It does. It helps. We should be probably ideally just drinking water as our main fluid, not soda or coffee and those kind of things. So,
you know, once you get into it, too, you do miss the flavor. You just don't miss the flavor of Coke or Diet Pop.
You don't think about
like
it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the best stuff. But also, there's some herbs.
Are there?
Feverfew is an old remedy. It doesn't work for everybody, but for some of these basic headaches, it can. Feverfew, you can get it in capsule form, and a lot of people have to take it every day. It's a natural herb that helps to relax and not necessarily has an effect on the blood vessels in the brain, but it does help decrease headaches in some people, especially if they're allergy-related or maybe not so much hormonal, but I guess the allergy-related kind respond to Feverfew better.
Well, I like the idea of knowing. I didn't know before that the front meant, you know, this is a different headache than you know, why you're getting the headache. Because then you have better solutions. Because to me, I get a headache. I just think, I run for aspirin.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know what it...
Drink water first.
Yeah. Drink water first.
Right? Yeah, try that. I mean, do. Drink a whole bunch of water. But we do tend to run for Advil or Tylenol or aspirin.
Well, just to get rid of it. Because we're afraid it's going to go to a migraine.
Oh, because you guys have had migraines.
Well, I've had the migraine when I was pregnant, so I've always had that fear, or a really, really bad headache. I'm not sure. I want you to explain the difference between a bad headache and a migraine, because I'm not really sure. I just know I worry about getting a bad headache, and I think a migraine is when you can't even see light. So I'm just talking about where you feel nauseated from a headache, even. So what is the difference?
Yeah, migraines are kind of their own beast, I guess, and somebody who's first getting them might not know that they have one. Most people are very light sensitive. Some people have an aura and they actually see light, like shooting lights or some sparks of light in front of their eyes, or they just have a weird feeling. It's called an aura, and that's not in common with migraines. It's usually from a constriction of the blood vessels.
Is that what it comes from?
And it just, or dilation, actually can be either.
Okay.
I guess more, now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably more from a dilation, because caffeine can really help a lot of people that have migraines. They'll take Excedrin migraine, or one of those that has caffeine, so it will cause a constriction of the blood vessels. They usually have to go to sleep.
Right.
It can cause nausea and vomiting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have one patient who has them for 5 days at a time. And she just has to check out. She cannot handle.
A shot.
Isn't there anything?
There's a shot.
Oh, people go to the emergency room and they'll get Emitrex.
But I'm saying, I know that you said there's a shot, but isn't there anything you can do to prevent them from happening?
It does depend on why. If it's the classic premenstrual migraine, then you look at the estrogen-progesterone ratios.
Right.
A lot of women will have too much estrogen in relation to their progesterone. Progesterone's very calming. It's actually very relaxing.
Really?
And it helps some women sleep. And when women are going through perimenopause, especially during that time, the progesterone-estrogen ratio is off. But even when you're having a regular cycle in your 20s and 30s and you get migraines, it still can be from that level being off. And so there's ways to support that. There's actually some herbs that help to regulate estrogen, and there's different substances like diendalmethane or, big long, or DIM.
Well, let's get into the herb factor, but let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're chatting with Dr. Leah, and we're chatting about headaches. And, if you have a headache, not him, but if you get a headache, give us a call, and maybe Dr. Leah can give you some advice. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We'll be right back. Holiday magic chat party time.
Do you want to shop, be served fabulous appetizers, drink wine, and have your favorite cocktail? Then you want to come to our holiday magic chat party on November 20th at the Fairview Club. The night is going to be hot, 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 with the firefighters signing their 2009 calendar.
We're going to have magicians strolling through, Tony Camito and Jeff Evans, amazing you while you're shopping with their magical tricks. Joining us will also be psychic Pamela Jensen. And what about our famous Jilly Eddy reading your lips? So pucker up, ladies. And we're going to have specialty desserts presented by Sauvé's Finest Desserts. Join us for a great night. Space is limited. So, Benny, where am I going to get that special treat?
Well, we'll have Karen Dannenberg-Clavier and Face Logic Spa.
Be sure to go to chatwithwomen.com and sign up today.
Seattle Business Magazine, the ultimate compass for local business. Seattle Business Magazine is the area's must-read guide for innovators and entrepreneurs in the Puget Sound. Only Seattle Business Magazine brings you leading trends and strategies. Seattle Business Magazine, unparalleled, bold, engaging. Do you work in one of the best places in the city? Does your small business face big challenges? Seattle Business Magazine, from startup to IPO to Fortune 500. This month, find the best neighborhoods for business, from South Lake Union to Bellevue. Plus, Saving Jones Soda, Stephen Jones's plan to refresh the struggling soft drink maker and the future of sports in Seattle. One group of investors plans to bring professional sports back to Seattle. Discover information vital to your business only in Seattle Business Magazine. Sign up now for your free subscription and visit seattlebusinessmagazine.com today for up-to-the-minute regional business news. Seattle Business Magazine. Inspire. Innovate. Create. Are you tired of doctors that don't listen to you? Do you barely get enough time to tell your doctor what's going on with you? Would you like to spend more time with your doctor so they can really answer your questions? One such doctor that can do this for you is Dr. Leah McNeil in Bellevue. She's a naturopathic doctor and practices family medicine. She does full physicals, blood work, uses herbs, vitamins, and pharmacy, if needed, to help you get better. She also does nutrition analysis and lifestyle counseling. You can reach her at 425-452-9366 or on her website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. I thought you were going to do it, Pam. Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women. I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And joining us is Dr. Leah this morning. I have such a headache.
Oh.
Just talking about it gives you a headache. Dr. Leah's here this morning, and we're chatting about headaches. And do you get them, and what do you do for them? And the big proponent that we just found out is water. That's very interesting. Now, at break, we're chatting about aspirin. So you say that aspirin is like the number one remedy because?
Well, aspirin is actually probably one of the most basic medicines we have. It's salicylic acid, and it's derived originally from white willow bark, mm-hmm. which is a tree, mm-hmm. and it's an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And I'm not against people taking some low-dose aspirin when needed. It's like you can use a lot of other things to thin the blood and decrease clotting and such. But it's probably better to start with something like that than with the other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because mm-hmm. they just have a different effect on the body. Mm-hmm. Yes, aspirin can affect the stomach in some people. There is enteric-coated aspirin, which passes through the stomach and goes into the intestines to absorb. But it's a very actual basic medicine. Mm-hmm. It's nothing really complicated about it. Mm. You know, so that kind of thing I would think would be a better thing to start with if you're for taking something for an acute, like when you're first getting a headache.
Right.
Of course, drink water with it. So of course. That'll help.
Yes, no martinis with your aspirin.
No. Well, you know, it's interesting because how many times have you gone out having too many cocktails? What happens? You get a headache. Well, of course, you're dehydrated.
Yes.
See, dehydrated and how your body's detoxing the alcohol.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's lots of...
Well, a lot of people have said, take an aspirin before you go to bed.
Yeah. When you go out and party mm-hmm. too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Although, not on an empty stomach. I mean, that's the thing about aspirin. You try not to take those things on an empty stomach just because of how it can affect...
You have a little peanut butter.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Leah, let's talk about chronic headaches. What does that mean? What's a chronic headache?
Well, most people probably don't have chronic migraines.
Right.
Although I do know a couple that do. But most people will have... I have some patients that wake up every single day and they have a headache.
Oh.
And it's a low-lying...
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Well, that just ruins your whole life.
And they get used to it. That's what's sad is people get used to this chronic pain. It's like this is chronically there and they've drank water and they've done all this other stuff and they haven't necessarily gotten rid of it. I did have one patient that had chronic headaches. They were more of the migraine type, but mm-hmm. she was hypothyroid.
Oh.
And it wasn't ever diagnosed and we treated...
What is hypo?
Low.
Oh, low okay,
thyroid.
Okay, see, when you say hypo, I think high.
Yes. Hyper, hyper.
So low hypo. Thyroid, which is so common in
it's
us over 50.
So common.
Over 50.
Yeah.
That was causing it.
Yeah, it was causing it. In fact, a lot of women, as they go through menopause, their thyroid can mm-hmm. drop because the estrogens drop, estrogen and progesterone. But in her case, it really helped. I mean, that's one thing to consider. Adrenals also, because they affect the thyroid, can be a consideration for headaches.
Mm-hmm.
you know, stress is a...
You know, I'm going to say, Dr. Lee, when I was in corporate America, I had headache every day.
You did?
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
Literally would have to take aspirin every day. Not, you know, not a migraine headache, but just a gnawing.
Just a gnawing, yeah.
And once I got out of corporate America, they went away. And I did not realize, I kept thinking, why do I have headaches? You know, it's like you just this constant, and it's just amazing. I think what stress can do is really scary.
It's oh God!
Kills brain cells.
Right?
Yeah,
we heard that.
Yeah, it does tons to our body. Mm-hmm. It really does. And some basic treatments, like even soaking your feet in warm water.
Really?
That sounds weird. And putting a cold towel on your neck.
That makes sense that we would relax you.
And you're diverting the blood flow. If headaches, especially migraines, are caused by vasodilation or enlargement of the blood vessels in the brain, if you're trying to change the circulation, so you put your feet in hot water, a cold towel on your neck, you're diverting the blood flow down to your feet, and so it can help. A lot of people have benefited.
That is an interesting idea.
If you start feeling like you're getting...
Yeah, especially but cold on the head.
I do have to revert to some cold sometimes. And that's what it is. It's the... What is it of the blood vessel?
It's called vasodilation. So your blood vessels are dilating more than what they should.
But we don't know why.
We don't necessarily know why. That's why some people, caffeine works really well for their headaches. Mm-hmm. And it's not always so. But it's like if it's a migraine, a really intense one, I would try the cold. I would try those kind of things.
I like the idea of putting your feet in the water. And I also like
Epsom salt baths.
Because when I was really sick and you told me to do that, it really did relax me, and I it was weird. I would get in there feeling so awful and achy, and then I'd get out and I go, and I almost would thought I was feeling better, but you have to do a lot of those.
Right. Well, magnesium sulfate is what Epsom salts are.
Oh.
And magnesium is wonderful for relaxing muscles. So that tension in our muscles from either being sick or having headaches or just being stressed, Epsom salts are wonderful for
that. How much do you need in a bath, Dr. Leah?
Well, you know, in those cases when you're sick or when you're not feeling well, I would put like... Yeah, well, those boxes are like 4 pounds.
I used half a box last time.
You did.
This weekend I did. You followed
our directions.
Perfectly fine.
It works perfectly.
Yeah, it works well.
It's not harmful.
Smooth skin.
It does. Well, honestly, I put some in my son's bath when I give it to him every time. It helps him relax before bed.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, it's wonderful.
That's a very nice trick. And I know when you said that, I was like, okay, I'm only going to do it because I'm so miserable. And it really did work, so it was like, wow. But I even thought about it for a headache. That's great, too.
Yeah, it does work great. Headaches.
Well, and I think that we should point out, if a headache is lasting a while, mm-hmm. I think that they do need to come see you, or, you know, because it could be something that's
more
a little
serious.
Deeper.
It can be chronic.
It needs to be diagnosed.
Anemia can also be sometimes, it's usually when it's more severe anemia, some people can get these chronic headaches, and they also have fatigue with it. So there's a lot of little underlying reasons that are easily checked by blood draw, and a good history.
Finding out.
Diet, of course. Allergies are a huge issue.
Well, I mean, you really have to worry about if you're getting chronic headaches, you had said. I mean, it could be a brain tumor. You cannot just ignore these things.
Yeah. You can't.
You really can't. So if you're getting them all the time and they're chronic, or you're getting them enough, just like even Rochelle, enough where you're doing 3 or 4 times a year, they need to come in and see you because maybe they are low on thyroid or whatever else and can be fixed.
Yeah.
And, you know, take stress out of your life. Go take an Epsom salt bath.
Let's see. Take stress out of my life.
See, how do we do that?
What a thought.
Well, I don't think you can take it out of your life totally, but you can.
Handle it better.
Handle it, yeah. The Epsom salt baths and the cold compresses on the neck, that really sounds wonderful.
And just, you mentioned brain tumor, which is a great point, because people that are having headaches that are progressively getting a little worse and not necessarily going away, like they might wax and wane a little bit, but if they start out and they just get progressively worse and worse and worse, and there's nothing that's really helping it, I would definitely have them go get checked and have an MRI to make sure there's nothing that's
well, you know, it's interesting. I was watching Dr. Oz, and a woman was losing her hair. And kept losing her hair. They did a workup on her, and she had a benign tumor.
Oh,
my. It was causing the hair loss. It was a benign tumor. It wasn't cancer, but they had to go in and get...
Oh.
They weren't going to have to do surgery. Yeah. His medication would take care of it. Yeah. But she kept thinking it was stress, and it was actually a benign tumor in
her brain. So.
Yes. And so this is important, not to just, you know, when anything's happening to your body.
Key. I think when anything is a constant, you know, it keeps coming back, reoccurring. Don't sit there and play like, ugh, what, you know, it's going to go away. Go see a doctor. Go see Dr. Leah. How difficult is that? You do a blood test. I'm going in next week. You do a blood test and it's done. And you know what? You feel so much better because it's like a clean bill of health.
Yeah.
Or you go, you know what, Rochelle, you need a little more vitamin D. Or you know what, Rochelle, you need a thyroid pill. It's easy. I mean, that's just so simple.
So we feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, the basic stuff.
And it's I think it's important. We're going into the winter and holidays and, you know, things are going to be coming upon us.
There will be stress.
Yes, there will be.
Holidays.
So why not, you know, buck up for it, you know, get a little healthy so you're resistant
to this. Think of your health like a staircase. The top of the staircase is where you're at perfect health, whatever that is for you, and the bottom of the staircase is disease. As you start to come down the stairs, you have little signs and symptoms and aching and nagging, but nothing that's showing up on lab, nothing that seems unusual, but there's symptoms.
Right.
And so as you start to go down, usually people aren't treated until they're at the bottom, when they're showing full-blown hypothyroid or something. But as a naturopath, and as most naturopaths, we want to stop you from getting to that bottom, prevent it, treat those little nagging symptoms, and get you back up to the top where you're in perfect health. Because that's the ideal. Preventative medicine is, we need to change our mindset. And so those little nagging headaches that don't seem like a big deal, or those little nagging symptoms you need to treat. There's something going on. Your body's trying to tell you something.
It's a precursor to something.
Yeah.
I agree. Because what you do, Dr. Leah, is you don't wait for us to get sick. You make us healthy so we don't get sick.
Right.
And so if there's something like this little gnawing headache, well, there's something, like you said, going on. So let's find out what's going on so this doesn't happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Stop it. I mean, you want to stay healthy as long as possible.
Exactly. Well,
your first appointment is an hour, hour and a half with your clients.
Yes.
And so they come in and you actually do, you talk to them. Can you imagine a doctor that talks to you? Heaven forbid.
We love it.
I know, because they don't normally, you're lucky if you get 15 minutes. So you talked, and then you do blood workup, and you, and you know, in most cases, doctors don't check vitamin D. They don't check that. And on going to your regular MD, the hormones will show in a normal range.
Right.
And then, but if a naturopathic doctor, it's, in your opinion, will be low. It's not normal range. So your ranges are a little different.
Right.
So you're there to really help us feel, whether we're in premenopause, menopause, wherever we are, and men as well, wherever we are, you have solutions for us.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's so much we can do to keep ourselves at optimal health. It's just getting us to do it. And
absolutely.
Not thinking in
making
the disease
an appointment and going.
State.
Yeah. You know, and don't be afraid. I think a lot of people are afraid to go to the doctor, you know, but don't be. Dr. Leah is terrific, and she's got insurance, or you're insurable or whatever. You can use your insurance.
She's insured too.
But you know, it's easy. It's just easy. And I think the key to all of this is going to see Dr. Leah is easy. She can do this scan on the blood work, and a lot shows.
Many pages of information.
And a lot of information is there. So, speaking of information, Dr. Leah, why don't you give out your information?
Good segue. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com and always on chatwithwomen.com.
There you go. Well, thank you for joining us.
My
headache is gone.
Oh,
just drinking that water
and drinking your sassy water. Just feeling happy. You're listening to Chat with Women.